Oh my lord, hey, look who it is.
Oh, hey Lucy Porter.
Hi, Phil Nichol, yeah, fancy seeing you here.
You don't eat sushi, do you?
I don't. We happen to be outside a sushi restaurant. Should we go and eat some Japanese food?
I'd love to have some Japanese food.
I'll get the door.
Thank you, sir. Now, I was hanging around outside the sushi bar for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Why were you there?
My show that I'm doing at The Stand this year has got a bit of a Japanese theme.
Oh, very nice.
It's called Hiro Worship, and it's Hiro, H-I-R-O. Mm-hmm. And it's about
the character from what?
It's a Japanese guy that I met. I met this guy after a gig at the 100 Club. He was crying, and he was by himself.
People often do after your gigs.
Yeah, I do. I make them all cry. To make him feel better, I gave him my name and my phone number on a piece of paper, and I went home. My flatmates had been to Tokyo and said, if you give a Japanese person your name and number, they definitely use it, because it's seen as an insult in their culture to not follow, to be given something and not use it.
Right.
So he called the next day, and I invited him to stay for a couple of days, and he was there for about 5 weeks, and he just wouldn't leave and refused to leave.
He's such a hospitable man.
And decided, he decided that I was his destiny.
Oh my gosh.
And I got a little bit obsessed with him. I'm going to order food.
Shall I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Can I have the yakisoba, please? Can we get some pickled ginger as well?
Could I have yakitori, like a duck and leek, and a king prawn, some endomami? I would like a California roll. And a mixed tempura, please.
Not lost your appetite then, Phil?
No, I need to eat, and since it's on The Guardian.
So, you haven't actually been to Japan?
No, I was...
You've never visited Hiro in... Where does he live in Japan?
In Sapporo.
Okay.
Which is the fifth largest city in Japan.
Uh-huh.
It's like coming from Liverpool.
Okay.
It's a Japanese guy,
He's a Japanese.
And all right.
So how have you avoided, though, just sort of stereotypical Japanese...
I don't know. Well, I think it's a real character. It's the same way I do an impression of my mother. I do an impression of Craig Campbell, a Canadian guy. I do an impression of his girlfriend, Susie Crutch. I'm not actually being racist in doing that accent. Here it comes.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Tuna roll. Tuna roll. Yeah, I'll get a shuttle. And a miso soup. Miso. Thank you.
Miso. The joke's right there, isn't it?
Miso horn.
There you go. Yeah.
Racist.
You teed it up.
No.
I just knocked it in.
You're racist.
It is. I see. The cast from Breaking Morant are in the restaurant having a cast dinner that I wasn't... So I wasn't invited to your little Breaking Morant Japanese sushi party.
Well, sorry, but there's cast and then there's director.
This is Brendan Burns heckling. It's nice to see comedians being heckled in the restaurant.
Yeah, by other comedians.
So that's the cast of Breaking Morant, which is a play that you've directed.
Yes,
with your
it is,
comedian
indeed.
Theatre company.
Not a single Japanese person in it. Although there is someone doing a bad Dutch accent. Is he racist?
Is it racist?
Is it racist?
Thank you very much for sparing some time in your very busy day.
I hope that you enjoyed my little chat with the busy couple. Thanks, Lucy.
Well, Phil Nichol junkies who are looking for another fix can read my interview with him, which is in G2 today.